Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll, and it's time for more Power Pop.
Hell yeah!
The Raisins were a Cincinnati-based band that had local success in the early 80s. In 1983, they recorded a self-titled album, which was produced by Adrian Belew. In 1985, the Raisins broke up, then the band sort of reconstituted itself around Adrian Belew. Changed the name to The Bears, got a major label deal, ended up releasing two albums, the first of which included a song formerly recorded by The Raisins for their first album. It's called Fear Is Never Boring, and I played it on a Vinyl Countdown episode. What we're going to hear right now is a great song from a 1981 single by The Raisins, a song called Quarters. Horizontal Brian were a British quartet made up of Ian Peppercorn, Brian Rudd, Tony Phillips, and John Butters. They released one album called Vertical on Gold Mountain Records, which was a subsidiary of A&M. The album came out in 1983, and it was mixed by Graham Gouldman. That's a very important piece of trivia right there. Let's hear a great song by Horizontal Brian called Ex-Army Boy. In 1979, the local alternative newspaper, The New Times in Phoenix, declared that Blue Shoes was a band to watch. Turns out they were right, sort of. The band released a 3-song 7-inch locally, got a lot of airplay on the radio. Major labels started showing interest. They made a video. They were on a local children's television show called Wallace and Ladmo. But despite the success of the single and the release of a 7-song LP EP in 1980, the band quickly became plagued by management problems. After the release of that 7-song EP, Put on Blue Shoes, the manager abruptly quit, leaving the band with a hefty debt. Faced with having to do everything themselves, the bills piled up, and after one more single in 1981, the band split. Lead singer Peggy Murphy and guitarist D.R. Wilkie, now a couple, continued on as a duo, while the other members joined other local bands or quit music altogether. Anyway, let's hear a song from that 3-song 1979 single by Blue Shoes. It's called Someone Like You.
1, 2, 3, 4! Just don't seem the same. Never thought that you'd be someone like you. Thinking about you all the time. Someone like you. Can't get you out of my mind.
Zoot Allures from Nottingham, England, released one single on Decca Records in 1979, Send Me a Postcard, backed with It's a Crime. Zoot Allures later morphed into a band called Blue Train that had a brush with the Billboard Hot 100 at some point. Let's hear the A-side of the Zoot Allures single, Send Me a Postcard. Great song.
Life's become a ball. All the things I could do and more.
Tommy Hone sang some background on Big Star's legendary third Sister Lovers album, and he went on to collaborate further with both Alex Chilton and Chris Bell. Quote, "He was always a very easygoing and lighthearted person," said Ardent owner John Fry. "The sessions that I remember with Tommy were always fun and upbeat." Tommy Hone's solo career kicked off with a much-revered single, Blow Yourself Up, in 1975. He followed that up with an LP called Space Break, released by Power Play Records, same label that released the Scruffs album, Wanna Meet the Scruffs. Space Break was later re-released by London Records called Losing You to Sleep. Tommy Hone released another album with Power Play later in 1981. That album's called I Do Love the Light. I've never seen it physically on vinyl, but let's hear a song from it. By Tommy Hone, it's called Walk All Over. Strange Ways were a UK power pop band formed in Wakefield, West Yorkshire during the late 70s. The band members were Ada Wilson, Bob Marsden, Pete Morton, and Ringo Higginbottom. Great name. The band released two singles with Real Records. Show Her You Care in 1978 was recorded at Abbey Road, and Wasting Time in 1979 was produced by Tommy Ramone. That's a nice pedigree there. Let's hear that second single by Strange Ways. It's called Wasting Time.
Get
Bruce Moody from North Carolina released a 4-song EP called Fresh Out in 1982 on Mean Bean Records, and it's a power pop classic. Let's hear a great song from it by Bruce Moody. The song's called AM Romance. Airbeat Records, that's A-I-R-E, Beat Records, was formed as a local label in Leeds in Northern England in early 1978, the name being derived from the River Air that runs through the center of the city. The label was formed specifically to release a single called No Fear by a newly formed band called The Squares. The Squares played a series of gigs to promote the single, got some local radio play. National distribution was obtained through Lightning and Rough Trade, and the single ended up getting played on Radio 1 by John Peel. The band were picked up by Sire. The single was re-released. Then Sire released another single in 1979 called Stop Being a Boy. Let's hear the B-side from that single, a tribute to the band's original record label. It's called This Is Airbeat. Street. The Screen Gems, G-E-M-Z, were a band made up of Alfie Thomas, Gary Bond, Carl Hyde, Rick Smith, and Steve Irwin. Not the Crocodile Hunter, another guy. And also a guy named Stuart Keeling. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? 6 dudes in this band? Anyways, they were briefly a part of the late 70s Welsh post-punk scene. And Rick Smith and Carl Hyde would continue working together in the 80s and 90s as a new wave combo called Freur, a German word, F-R-E-U-R, Freur. And then they changed the name to Underworld, wisely. That's a name I can pronounce. The Screen Gems released one single only in their short career. The A-side's called I Just Can't Stand Cars, and it's an interesting, I'm not sure what the word is for automobile phobia, autophobia. And the B-side of the single we're going to hear right now came out on Inflatable Records in 1979. It's called Teenage Teenage.
We'll be right back.
The Aces were the punk band Menace minus the singer. So the name was derived from Menace. Just get rid of the men and you got the Ace. And they were Steve Tannett, Noel Martin, and Charlie Casey. This band released one single, One and Done, in 1981. One Way Street, backed with Why Should It Be Mine? Let's hear the A-side by the Aces.
Life's a one-way street. It's full of broken people. Walking the narrow line and acting so cool, acting so cool.
The Directions released one single in 1979, but a compilation came out on Detour Records in 2005. This band evolved into another band called Big Sound Authority. Let's hear a song from The Comp by The Directions. It's called It May Be Too Late.
Yeah. so bad. I wonder if I'm really wrong or am I right? But my conclusion seems so sad. Even my closest friends have now deserted me.
In 1979, the M&Ms released a 45, I'm Tired, backed with Knock Knock Knock. Both songs were written by Paul Collins, an absolute genius from The Nerves and the Beat, one of my favorites. The songs were sung by a front woman named Marcy Marks. The single was released by Quark Records, which was distributed by Bomp Records. So check it out. This is I'm Tired by the M&Ms. Stripes were a German pop band formed in July of 1979 in the town of Hagen by Rainer Kitzmann, who played guitar. The lead singer was Gabrielle Suzanne Kerner before she became known as Nina Kerner. She would later go on to form the band Nina and have a hit with 99 Luftballons. Another future member of the band, Nina, Rolf Brendel, who was Nina's boyfriend at the time, played drums, and Frank Rayler played bass. And even though they were a German band, they sang exclusively in English. They released 5 singles and 1 self-titled album and broke up in March of 1982. Let's hear a great song by The Stripes from their album. This is a song called Observer. Richard Mazda was one of the co-founders of the band The Tours. Great band. Played them on an earlier episode, I think the second episode ever of the podcast. Their song Tourist Information is one of my favorites. The Tours were fronted by Ronnie Mayer, and Mazda played lead guitar, Richard Mazda. They signed to Virgin Records in 79 after selling a lot of their self-produced single, Language School, Backed with Foreign Girls. That's a classic. John Peel was a champion of the band. There was a bidding war between Virgin, Polydor, Sire, and EMI. Virgin won out. But the association with Virgin was short-lived because the band fought and broke up. Ronnie Mayer quit, went solo. He also had a band called Da Biz that I played on the show. Amazing song by Da Biz called This Is No Audition. But we're talking about Richard Mazda and his band after the Tours, which was called The Cosmetics. Richard Mazda, after The Cosmetics, would go on to become the house producer for IRS Records and produce a lot of stuff. But let's hear the first single by The Cosmetics. It's a song called Guilt, released by Virgin in 1980. Q-I-L-T. You take a hold.
You can't be sure.
night is over, you coldly say it's bye-bye. Bye-bye. You think you've done her a favor, you're just a ship that passed in the night. In the night. But you can't be sure. You can't be sure. Someone's gonna find out. Someone's gonna find out. Someone's gonna G-U-I-L-T. 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 G-U-I-L-T.
All right, I'm going to read this from Wikipedia because it's interesting. Paul Warren was born in Garden City, Michigan, to Pearl Elwanda Gribble and Walter Wayne Warren. His family relocated to Plymouth, Michigan when Paul was a child. He started to play guitar at 12 years old, and at the age of 17, he was discovered by Norman Whitfield of Motown Records. Soon after, he became a regular session player for the famed Hitsville Studios. The first recording he ever played on was Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. After playing on numerous albums, he became a working studio musician, and when Motown moved offices to California in 1973, they paid for him to move so they could continue using his services as a session guitar player. He soon joined the band Rare Earth and is credited as being co-writer on three songs from their Back to Earth album. After quitting Motown in 1975, Ray Manzarek of The Doors employed Paul to become lead guitar player for his new band Night City. By their second album, Paul had also become the lead singer and wrote a number of songs on the album Golden Days, Diamond Nights. But the band had broken up by the time that album was released. In the late 70s, Paul formed his own band, Paul Warren and Explorer. Was a regular on the Sunset Strip, playing almost every weekend at either the Roxy or the Whiskey or the Starwood, Madame Wong's, among others. He was signed by RSO Records and released a solo album in 1980 called One of the Kids. Later that year, RSO Records went under, and Paul Warren found himself unemployed. He began playing guitar for hire between the years of 81 and 87. He worked for The Ventures, Tina Turner, and Prism. In 1987, he hooked up with Richard Marx and became Richard Marx's musical director for the next 7 years. Let's hear a song from that album, One of the Kids, by Paul Warren and Explorer from 1980. It's called Taking Her Back. Thank you. The Perfectors released a single in 1980 on Active Records, 1,000 copies pressed. The A-side is called YT502951D. The title is the lyricist's national insurance number, which he had to memorize after being refused his dole, or welfare, for lack of a better word, payments, because he didn't know his national insurance number. So he wrote a song so he could memorize it by singing it. His friend Paul, who had a band called the Perfectors, came up with music to put behind it, and they turned it into a song and released it as a single. But we're not going to hear it, because we're going to hear the B-side of the single by the Perfectors. It's called Tiny Radios.
Stars are stuck in a hole cut in a concrete sky. The air is cold at dawn, but humidity is high. The streets are all deserted except for the machines. Watch out for the lost ones. They're the ones who once wore jeans.
Cassettes released one single, Reverberate, in 1981 on Zip Records. Came out in June, 1,000 copies pressed. They called it a double A-side. But we're only going to hear one song, and it's called Don't Label Me.
I wanted to to write me a song all about you.
Elvis has done it already.
I wanted to tell you just how much I loved you.
Elvis has done it already.
But Elvis has done it already. Well, you know I can see, but I can't wear no glasses.
Elvis has done it already.
And you know I can sing like a Francis Sinatra.
Elvis has done it already. Elvis has done it already.
So don't label me. To look sharp, I wanted to be smart.
Elvis has done it already.
I wanted to be cool, I didn't wanna be no fool.
Elvis has done it already. Elvis has done it already.
Well, you know I can sing, but I can't croon real fine.
Elvis has done it already.
And the cut of my hair could be slightly more in time.
Elvis has done it already.
But Elvis has done it already. So don't label me. Don't label me. Don't label me. Don't label me. To write me a song all about you.
Elvis has done it already.
I wanted to tell you just how much I love you.
Elvis has done it already.
But Elvis has done it already. Well, you know I can see, but I can't wear no glasses.
Elvis has done it already.
And you know I can sing like a Francis Sinatra.
Elvis has done it already.
But Elvis has done it already. So don't label me. Don't label me. Don't label me. Don't label me.
The Probers were a popular local band from Providence, Rhode Island. They released a single in 1980, then a six-song EP in 1982 called Mad at the World. Let's hear a great song from the EP by the Probers. It's called Tell Me.
I tried to say the right thing, so
The Shakers were a trio from Kentucky. They released an album called Desired Effect in 1987. Thanks go to Chris Gray for sharing this one with me. This is a great song by The Shakers. It's called Change My Mind. Rocker were a band from Aurora, Illinois. They released an album called Rebel Moon in 1986 on Rebel Records. This is another one shared with me by Chris Gray. You'll remember him from the radio station's compilations episode and the various artists episode. This is a song by Rocker called Satellite Rain. The Cold were a new wave band that formed in New Orleans in 1979. The band was popular in its home city and throughout the southeastern United States during its existence, but it did not find national success. The members of The Cold were Barbara Menendez, Vance DeGeneres, Chris Luquette, Kevin Raedecker, and Bert Smith. They released several independent singles between 1980 and 1982, then split up, but reunited in 1984 for an LP and a new single, and released another album in 85. In 1997, a compilation of their early singles entitled Three Chord City was released. Bassist Vance DeGeneres is the brother of Ellen DeGeneres. He was also the original Mr. Hands in Walter Williams' Mr. Bill from Saturday Night Live. And at one point, he was a regular correspondent on The Daily Show. I remember that. And he also played in the band Cowboy Mouth. So let's hear the B-side of a 1981 single by The Cold with Ellen DeGeneres' brother on bass. This is a song called Wake Up. Up next is a band called Richard and the Taxmen, formed in 1979, Doncaster, South Yorkshire in the UK. Band members were Richard Walker, Andy Hoggard, Alan Taylor, and Paul Dickens. We're going to hear a song from their 1980 single on Future Earth Records. This is Richard and the Taxmen, a song called Now We're Through.
Now,
3D were a New York band. Members were Keith Ginsburg, Mike Fink, Nick Stevens, Rick Zivick, and Ted Wender. They released two albums, both in 1980, both on Polydor Records, self-titled, and an album called See It Loud. We're going to hear a song from the first album by 3D. It's called It's No Fun.
Thank you.
Glass Moon was an American rock band from Raleigh, North Carolina, released 3 albums, charted 3 singles between 1980 and 1984. We're going to hear a song called She's On from their 2nd album, Growing in the Dark, released in 1982 by Radio Records. This is Glass Moon and She's On. Windbreakers were an American power pop band from Mississippi led by 2 singer-guitarists, Tim Lee and Bobby Sutliff. The band's first EP came out in 1982, then they released a series of albums after that. We're going to hear a song from a 2nd EP by the band, which was called Any Monkey with a Typewriter, came out in 1983. This is a great song by the Windbreakers called Make a Fool Out of Me.
Bye.
And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song by Mike Viola, who is the voice behind That Thing You Do. Great song. I love that song from the movie, from the Tom Hanks directed, right? He directed that movie. The song was written by Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne. I played Mike Viola on the Various Artists episode, thanks to Chris Gray, who supplied the Shakers and Rocker tunes, and also he gave me that Prober song. Mike Viola has had a long career, solo and with the Candy Butchers. We're going to hear the title track from his very first solo EP from 1985. This is Mike Viola and a song called Not the Only One.
Be back.